Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend, Glenn Tickle.
Oh, and me? I'm here with my friend, John Lunger, who I've been calling Johnny Lungs, not to your face. I think I might have said it once on the podcast, but for some reason, every time I tag you in Facebook things lately, it's been I tag your name, John Lunger, and then in parentheses, Johnny Lungs. Sometimes America's sweetest boy, Johnny Lungs.
I've seen that. Yeah, that one has recall for me. You know, it's funny. I've never been able to sustain a nickname in my entire life.
I'm trying. Trying my best out here.
It's okay.
My boy, Johnny Lungs.
Hey, appreciate that. But as usual, we're here rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads in convenient and easy to listen to podcast form.
I tagged the podcast in it. But there's like a current this week. There's like a meme on Twitter because somebody asked, like, what's something you can speak about for 30 minutes with no preparation? And it like really took off, and people were like, oh, like I could talk about Batman for like. I'm like, that's our whole show.
Yeah,
is just us talking about a thing for half an hour with no preparation. And that tweet got wildly popular. I'm like, why is our show not doing better, particularly in Niger?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the good news, Glenn, I did check Chartable.com, and those that are listening week to week famously know that if we crack the top 10 on the Apple comedy podcast charts in the country of Niger, we will tour. We're back up. We
did
had dropped down.
Did I check flights?
No, we haven't checked flights yet. But, like, you know what? Don't get ahead of yourself, man.
I just
want
to get an idea
of what we need to save. I mean, let's be honest. I'm not going to be able to afford this trip. It's just not. You're going to have to, like, Skype me in. But, hey, we're back up. We're back up a couple spots. I think we're at 18 this week, which is great. We had dropped down to 20. I thought the dream was over, but we're rebounding. Judging by the face you just made, I'm guessing not an affordable flight.
So a cheap flight website gave me a range.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to take any stabs at what the high end and low end of this range are?
1,500 to 5,000.
Your both answers are within the range.
Oh wow.
So the low is $1,139, the high is $9,040.
Wow.
So we might have to rethink this plan, bud.
I mean, let's burn that bridge when we get there, right?
That's a problem for future Glenn and John.
Yeah. It'll be good. You know, and just with this fucking fire content that we're doing right now, complaining about how we're not popular enough, I can tell that that's going to help us really maintain a listener base.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are still in the lead. We are still functionally beating Wikipedia, which if we don't win, what's this all been for? Really?
Really.
Score is we have done 15 pages superiorly to the website. Wikipedia has bested us 13 times. We've done gentlemanly draws on 6 occasions. We did have a 4-page lead at one point, but we've been resting
really
on our laurels.
Beefed it the last few times.
Yeah. But you know what? We normally, well, let's peel back the curtain here. We're normally recording these in the evening, late at night sometimes. This is the first time in a long time, maybe ever, that we've done it while the sun is out. And I think that sweet vitamin D is really going to help us out.
I hope so. I left my regular glasses in the car, so we're recording while I'm wearing prescription sunglasses, so I look like an extra cool boy.
It looks like you're big time in me. Like,
yeah.
You don't want to, like,
I did that
contact.
Once. When I worked for Geekosystem, one time I left my glasses in the car and just wore my prescription sunglasses, but because I park in Jersey City and take the path in, like, I couldn't go back and get them.
Right.
So the whole day I had to sit there and work in sunglasses. And I had to, as everyone came in that morning, like, I'm sorry, I left my other ones in the car and I need them to see. I'm not trying to, like, be the cool dude in the office. And everyone's like, no one would ever think you're trying to be cool.
It's true.
I'm like, that's a fair point.
Neither one of us can really claim any ground in a battle of coolness.
No.
Like, it's just not going to, I mean, it's just not going to happen.
Nah.
Well, you want to do this? You want to pick a topic?
I do. What are we talking about today, friend?
All right. Well, we've got quite a lot of fan suggested topics. Reminder: if you want to suggest a topic for us to drop some knowledge about, Find us on Facebook, Improvised Wikipedia on Facebook. Obviously, you could find Glenn or myself on the other social medias. But that Facebook page, let's get those pages
up. I think
this
is the first time.
Sweet, sweet suggestions in there.
Yeah, I think this is the first time we've got like a good number of suggestions from the Facebook page.
Yeah. I mean, it's that.
Normally, it comes from like you or me putting it up on Facebook.
Right. No, the page itself has come through a little bit this week. So, what do you want to know about, Glenn? All right. Well, we've got we've got easily like a dozen suggestions.
That's
which
great.
Is pretty
great.
Great
job, team.
Yeah. And we do kind of vet them to see if they actually are possible to do, right? Like, you know, is there actually going to be a page on Wikipedia for these things? So if you want to give me a number between 1 and 12, I will click through and we will select our user-submitted topic.
Hit me with number 5.
Number 5. 2, 3, 4, 5. Black holes, my friend.
Cool.
Friend of the show, Mindy Aratow, wants to know all about black holes. Another sode where I'm just going to sit back and let the science nerd talk.
Another space heavy episode. Man, so black holes. How do they work? What is it? It's a hole. It's mm-hmm. black. It's not really black. It's just that light doesn't escape it. So the,
right.
Until it's very like, recently, we didn't have like a good photo of one. So like, well, if it pulls in light, light's not coming out. It's just going to look black.
Right.
And, you know, we got that photo. I think we talked a little bit about with the Hubble episode.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's
basically a space toilet. That's always
sure.
flushing.
It's just a constantly flushing space toilet. Like when the flap doesn't close all the way, so
yeah.
it's always flushing a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And in Australia, black holes go the other way.
Sure.
It's the Coriolis effect, I think.
So it's a collapsed star, I believe, the life of a star, like this giant glass. We talked about the pillars of creation, like the giant clouds of gas in space,
yeah,
where stars are being born.
Yeah,
all
the gaseous space minotaur.
Yeah,
I remember things. Yeah. I know stuff.
So those put together like kind of these protostars, which eventually develop into the different types of stars. A star burns out, goes supernova, basically. Explodes.
Right. So a star. Okay. So like a star is born, you know, it's the 90s. Kurt Cobain invents grunge. Mm-hmm. They blow up. He eventually kills himself. He is now a black hole.
Sure. That's exactly how stars work. Stars follow the same life cycle as Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, famously, after he killed himself, everybody knows he became a space toilet. oh boy. Yeah, I mean, like for a while, like wasn't it? For a while, black holes were not something that people could agree on actually exist. Is that accurate?
Hmm. I imagine there was a time where someone's like, "Hey, there's probably black holes," and at least one person was like, "No, I don't think so."
Right. So who was that person who first postulated?
Who first said, "Hey, there's probably space toilets."
Yeah.
I want to say after Galileo, because he's like, "Hey, things don't just go around the Earth," and everyone's like, "Well, we're gonna straight up murder you. Is that cool?"
He's like, nah, fam, it's not. But then
it's not super cool.
You can only fight so many people by waving a telescope at them.
And then, like, a few centuries later, they're like, ooh, hey, sorry, bud.
Yeah, our bad.
We checked. We feel like real dinguses now.
Yeah. I mean, to use the pop analogy, it's like when people thought Dexy's Midnight Runners were really good, and then a couple years passed.
Man, you know who
like,
hates Dexy's Midnight Runners?
Who?
Amy Mann.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think it was on. It was either an episode of Judge John Hodgman or Bullseye or something. Jesse Thorne was there, so it's one of them, and he was talking about it with her. She doesn't
really. Care. Well, I mean, this is a formal invite. We'll throw it out there into the world. Amy Mann, I know you're listening. If you wanna if you want to come on here and, you know, we'll do a Dexy's Midnight Runners update. We'll take on that Wikipedia page and you can state your case and, you know, we can really make a difference in the world, Amy, man.
Come on, Eileen is kind of fun.
Yeah.
I like the Save Ferris cover of it.
Oh, sure.
Because I was in middle school in the late 90s.
Oh, I know. So hey, man. Scott still defines me as a person.
It was a requirement to graduate. It's like that. You need this album. You need, I forget the name of the album.
It was like Blue and Yellow Argyle. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, man.
It's great.
It's like that Brooklyn Nine-Nine joke where Andy Samberg talks about ska defining him as a person and another turns back on ska. Didn't age well.
Yeah.
But like, that's me, man.
I'll still throw on like Catch 22 or Real Big Fish sometimes. Yeah. I'm driving in my car.
Let's finish talking about black holes and then let's skank up a storm.
So black
in my,
holes, and then we're gonna
in the studio
go
here.
Full skank.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
And
I'm gonna get some two-tone.
Right. Oh, so when a star
clothing.
Explodes, it goes supernova. Does that for a little while. Like stars are slow. It explodes, typically engulfs whatever's around it. So in 5 billion years or so, our sun's gonna do that, and then the Earth is toast. But then all that stuff kind of collapses back in on itself, and because it's not, there's no longer like an active reaction to keep it burning. Like it just kind of just makes a little space butthole. Just goes.
It puckers up.
No, but puckers.
But it puckers up, but there's no sphincter, so it's just constantly like pulling in, right?
Yeah. So it's super dense, and so there's gravity to it. That's very intense and difficult to escape from.
And so it's not just sucking in light, it's sucking in matter too.
No, everything around it. It's just,
right.
I mean, light has weight, like there's, you know, photons that
sure.
get like pulled in. So there's like, not, light's weird. I'm glad we don't have to do a light one. Cause like it's one of those things where like, I've looked up how come mirrors reverse left and right and not up and down a dozen times. And like every time I'm like, oh, okay, I get it now. And then like a week goes by and I forget and I'll like catch
so
myself
much
in the
right
mirror.
Now,
cause and I'll be like,
oh,
why?
I've never fucking thought of that. And now
it's
because
it's not
it's
reversing left
me.
And right or up and down. It's reversing front and back.
Okay, great. But still.
The simple reason. But it's one of those things where I still think about it a lot.
I'm
like
so
spend
fucking
a lot of time
angry
looking
at you right now. I'm not going to be able to look in a mirror ever again. For the rest of my goddamn life.
Yes.
And not think about that. You fucking monster.
So the gravity of black holes will pull
stop,
light
no, hold
into,
on. No. Stand accountable for what you just did to me. The fuck, Glenn? I think I have at least 30 years left, and now I'm going to have to think about that nonsense all the time? This is an existential nightmare.
Have you got this far? The thoughts never crossed your mind?
I don't know. I'm not smart. I don't
it used
notice
to drive
things
me up,
like
it
that.
It used to drive me up a wall as a kid before Wikipedia was around. I would like ask teachers, and they'd be like, will you please just go? Like, I was the kid who's like, I do a joke about a little kid asked me why the sky is blue once, and like I know, but I can't explain it to a little kid, so I just told him the answer. I was that kid. I was like asking because you couldn't just look up stuff on Wikipedia when we were children. You had to go to like the encyclopedia, and you couldn't look up. There's not like a listing in the encyclopedia for why mirrors reverse left and right, not up and down.
I'm still so
some people think it's
because
your eyes are next to each other on the horizontal, but that's not it.
No, it doesn't make any sense. That's stupid. Those people are dumb.
Yeah, those people are dumb.
Ugh.
It's because it reverses front and back. No.
It's like it's a Z axis thing.
Yeah.
Not our X or Y. I don't know.
That's the answer.
I'm still so fucking fuming at you. But like now I'm so just I'm over caffeinated, the sun's up. I'm just literally interested in everything that we're talking about right now. So I'm not mad because then I was like, oh man, I remember encyclopedias.
Yeah.
Oh man,
loved
they were
loved a good encyclopedia.
Oh my god, yeah. I remember they were under the computer desk at my parents' house.
We had the Encarta CDs.
Oh, Encarta. I'm so glad you brought that up. I couldn't remember the name of it.
Loved popping them babies in just to see what was going on with the world.
Oh, hells yeah.
As a nerd, as a kid and an adult.
Fuck, man. Remember Myst?
Yeah.
The game Myst.
Love.
There's a big library room on that island, and I always assumed it was full of,
the
like,
thing
otherworldly
encyclopedias.
The thing
I hated about Myst was once you beat it, you can beat it in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, son of a bitch. What? Don't waste my time. Like, I hate that the solution happens at the start of the game. Like, you go back to where it all begins, and then you do all the things that you have to do to finish.
Yeah, but that's all good stories and the way they start. All right, right?
Joseph Campbell.
Well, fuck you. It's like every movie and TV show, right? The first thing that you see, like, 75% of the time is the last thing that you see.
That's true, but, like, it took so long to figure out how to beat that game, just knowing you could, like, speed run it in a couple minutes by, like, having all the puzzles pre-solved. Because all you're doing is accumulating information. Because, like, it was early enough in games where you weren't, like inventory management was difficult, mm-hmm. you know? Like,
yeah,
you weren't finding items. You were finding information. And
listen,
like,
here, Mirror
Boy. It came with a little notebook.
Hey, upside down reflection, asshole. This is a great parable for life, man. Like, you got to learn shit before you can do stuff.
But, like, it came with a little notebook that I really... The second I opened a computer game and they're like, here, you need this empty notebook. I was like, I'm in. Like, yeah, perfect. Let's go solve some puzzles.
I would say, man, like, it's just a beautiful reflection of life itself.
Yeah, reverses left to right, not up and down.
Yeah.
Black holes.
So
star explodes, goes supernova, recollapses, becomes super dense. Stuff falls into it just because gravity's like it's.
It's a cosmic toilet that's constantly
flushing. It's a cosmic toilet.
And just like real toilets, no one knows what's on the other
side.
It's
the reason I didn't want to be an astronaut as a kid. Once I learned about black holes.
You were just afraid you were going to get sucked in?
I thought that's what would happen. Because I didn't realize that they don't just like happen.
You thought they just like manifested anywhere.
Yeah. Like my daughter was talking about it the other day. And I was trying to explain to her.
Your six-year-old daughter was talking about black holes?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's the most glamorous.
And she's like, Daddy, I don't want to be an astronaut because I'm scared of black holes. I was like, that's why I didn't want to be an astronaut. I'm like, but you don't have to be afraid of black holes. There's a million other things you should be afraid of in space. But they don't just, like, pop up. So there's black holes. Typically, like, centers of galaxies and stuff are black holes because it's kind of – the gravity of that is sort of
– the ultimate rotation
power
of things.
In that whole shit. There's a fun term around black holes called spaghettification.
Oh.
So let's say you're in space.
I'm in space.
You're floating around, just like you're in a spacesuit and you're floating around and then like turns out we're wrong. Sometimes black holes just pop up and you start drifting too close to a black
hole.
But
I have to get back to Earth to run my company Tesla.
So you're getting pulled towards the black hole. And the thing is,
electric cars need me.
So let's say you're toes first going towards this black hole.
Oh, I'm going to do the backstroke, space backstroke back to my Tesla space station.
The gravity is so intense that it affects different parts of you at different rates.
Oh, my penis is very weird right now.
So as you're approaching the black hole, the gravity is stronger on your feet than it is your head.
It feels good, but my brain is very lightheaded now.
And that's also true of like the Earth. Like, you know, there's immeasurably more gravity on your feet than on your head when you're standing up.
Oh,
but like,
man, I'm going to miss the Earth when I get sucked into this cosmic amount, space toilet.
That amount is so inconsequential, it doesn't do anything. But because the gravity of a black hole is so intense, the difference from where your feet are to where your head are...
Oh, the gravity is making me come!
It's basically, it stretches...
Just made me come. Oh, I run Tesla. Oh no. Where's my semen going on the other end of that space toilet? Oh no. Am I impregnating a monster on the other side of the universe? Oh, is he going to drive an electric car? I'm still coming.
Why do you have so much?
Oh, sorry.
So it stretches you out while you jizz violently, apparently. So it's because the gravity's so much stronger on your one end than the other, like it starts pulling you out. And as it does that, it's kind of compounding that effect. So it's stretching you out. And then also now the part that it's pulled in is also moving faster than the part that left's behind. So
I think that's how yoga works.
So
too.
The thought essentially, you're doing downward dog as you fall forever into a space hole.
Yeah.
But it stretches you out sort of indefinitely as you're approaching a...
That still sounds better than hot yoga to me.
Spaghettification.
Spaghettification? I'd rather be spaghettified by a black hole than go to hot yoga.
I mean, I don't want to go to hot yoga. That's for sure. I don't know.
Did you know that a single strand of spaghetti is called a spaghetto?
No.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so.
There was a great... research paper a couple years ago about why when you snap a piece of spaghetti, it does it in two places instead of just one.
Huh.
Try it next time you're making spaghetti. Just bend one of them little jammies, and you'll notice snaps in two places.
I never noticed that before.
Sometimes more, typically two.
Huh. Hey, how we doing on time? We got a little bit. We got to wrap up on.
We
our
do
side
have
of it.
To wrap up. I got spaghettification in there,
and honestly, that sounded a little bit to me like the origin story for Mr. Fantastic of the Fantastic Four.
A little bit. I mean, it ties in with like the cosmic radiation that gave him the powers and everything, but that was more of a personification of him stretching himself too thin as he was doing work.
But why did it not stretch him vertically as well as horizontally?
He could, right?
Because his eyes are too close to each other?
He would frequently kind of just stretch out, but could, like, trampoline himself.
He didn't trampoline himself nearly enough.
I don't care for the Fantastic Four.
Honestly, I mean, they're why we have superhero comics as we know them today, right? Like,
that's why we have teams,
yeah,
essentially.
And, you know, it's why it's what... It was basically Stan Lee's big
The first family of comics, as they are occasionally.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I'm kind of with you. Just don't care. I love the documentary on the failed Fantastic Four movie
One?
Oh, the one. Oh,
which
all of
one
them,
of
really.
The three?
No, the one that never got released.
Failure.
The one that
oh.
the.
Oh, the,
I can't think
the
of that.
Guy from Not Quite Human.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck.
I forget who else was in that bad boy, woof. I've seen that thing.
Great documentary on it.
Yeah.
Don't remember the name of it. Don't remember the name of that production company. But I don't know. Look it up on Wikipedia. So that's all I got on black holes.
So black holes, some people think you go into a black hole, you come out
the other
else.
Side. Yeah, sure. But we just don't know.
Right.
People
we
could be right, but
we do
no
not
idea.
Know because
it could be like the classic 1994 Stargate.
There was another thing I read.
So good. Can we talk about Stargate for
no.
a little bit? Because it holds up
really well. If I don't get to talk
really
about
well.
Chess, you don't get to talk about Stargate.
All right, fine.
I don't think, like...
It holds up really well.
It's
because
positive. You're not the only, like, big fan of Stargate that I know. Like, I know a lot of you people.
Well, you should rewatch it, because, like, it holds up.
I don't
up.
Know that I've ever watched it the first time.
Well, I didn't watch it the first time until, like, a couple months ago either, and it's very good.
Is this your Buckaroo Banzai?
Maybe, but I plan on watching Buckaroo Banzai for you,
like,
too.
I didn't see Buckaroo Banzai until about 6 months ago, and now it's my favorite movie. It's all
well, Stargate's not my favorite movie, but it's up there.
Yeah, no. Buckaroo Banzai is number one in my heart.
Well, I gotta watch that, too.
Feel like you know who probably knows a lot about black holes? Buckaroo Banzai.
All right, well, we're going to step aside, take a short break. When we come back, we're going to pull up the official Wikipedia page for black holes.
Before we do that,
we did.
When do you think the first one was discovered?
First one was discovered?
Was like proof. We talked about like
proven?
Somebody after Galileo
I
saying
think...
like, hey, we probably got holes in space. And they're like, no, we're going to burn you like a witch.
I think definitively Stephen Hawking proved it. Like, I think there were people.
That late?
I think he proved it. I think he was like, bitches, this is a thing.
Look at this meth.
Yeah. You say meth?
Math.
Look at this meth. That's why I don't walk.
You got to prove things with math in space. I would say Einstein.
Einstein? Oh, yeah. Einstein. Yeah, you're probably right.
Before Hawking. Jeez.
Yeah. No, you're right. Well, then why did you ask me a question you knew an answer to?
I don't know. I'm surprised you said something as recent as Stephen Hawking.
Well, if this episode has proven anything, I don't know much about space.
You don't know much about holes in general, black or otherwise.
Hey friends, it's me, John Lunger from the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. How you doing?
Me? I'm good.
Yeah, you're the only one here, Glenn.
I know, but you said friends. I thought you were talking to listeners.
Well, I'm talking to listeners and you, I guess. I consider you a friend as well.
We are friends.
It's with great pleasure that I get to talk about this week's featured partner,
oh,
a little sponsor of our little podcast, Saru. They're the people
today?
That make it happen.
Good stuff.
Huge, huge so reminder big. That we only
girthy reminder,
just a thick ass reminder,
real chunk of a reminder.
Oh, like just like a gargantuan load of a reminder.
Of a reminder
that we only accept sponsorships from products we do in fact use ourselves. And today, I am really proud to say that I get to talk to you about hooded sweatshirts.
Oh, yeah.
Commonly known as hoodies. I have so many of them. They are my preferred garment of clothing to wear. I wish it was like a high of 60 degrees all year long so I could always wear hoodies because
my ideal weather really is like a light jacket.
Yeah.
Like, I have a hoodie on right now.
You do, and you look great.
It's the executive hoodie from Beta Brand. It is honestly one of my favorite articles of clothing. I've adorned it with my recently acquired enamel pin for the Bonsai Institute.
Oh, Buckaroo Bonsai reference, research. Even in our commercials. Look at that.
And information.
You really do have a specific brand. But hooded sweatshirts are great. You can hide in them. They can keep you warm. You can look fashionable, just like Glenn does right now. They are the most versatile piece of clothing that one can own.
So this is my, like, dressing up hoodie.
Right.
Because it's sort of designed like a suit jacket that is also a hoodie was the thinking behind the folks at Beta Brand when they made this bad boy. My other favorite hoodie, also by Beta Brand, is so soft. I typically sleep in it. The hood is extra big so I can pull it down over my face. So you know in Daredevil, before he's Daredevil and he just ties like a cloth around his head?
Yeah.
I do that with this hoodie. Like I pull it down over my face and I kind of like cinch it back. So it just covers my eyes.
And then you fight
Daredevil.
Crime?
And then I have dreams where I'm Daredevil.
Wow.
I used to wear suits all the time. And then when I had kids, like it's impossible to keep a suit clean with a baby that's spitting up on you.
Right.
So I really relaxed it. And I really leaned into like dad clothes of like hoodies and slip-on shoes. And
paraphernalia from 80s space movies that very few people know about.
I do like putting on a suit and looking like a nice boy. But man... hoodies are comfortable as hell.
Oh, they're so good. I can never own too many because as soon as I get a hoodie, it somehow becomes my girlfriend's property. I don't understand how it happens, but like all of my hoodies are hers now. So I'm constantly replenishing, and they're great. I'm a zip-up guy myself. I love a zip-up hoodie. I think there's a place for the front pocket, but I love the convenience of a zip-up hoodie.
Yeah, I don't like
hoodie.
The front pocket ones. I have one. It's very warm, so like when it's cold, I'll put that one on. Like this one zips up. That sleep one's got buttons.
Ooh, that's a fancy ass. Because
you don't want to fall asleep and have like the zipper rubbing on you.
That's
you
terrible.
Know? Oh no.
Hoodies, zip it up
or button it up.
All right, we're back.
We are back.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yes.
All right. So
ready to find out how wrong I was about everything.
All right. Well, we got the Wikipedia page here. We'll do an initial scroll. It's a beefy one. There's a lot of stuff. And much like the Hubble Telescope episode, I think we're fucked. Because there are a lot of very smart people who are clearly paying attention to this. The sidebar features the photo of the black hole that we talked about, how it just became a thing. And it does look like the Eye of Sauron or a Cheerio or... a cosmic space toilet.
Mm-hmm. All those things.
All right. Black hole. For other uses, see black hole disambiguation. I'm going to click over there just to see what those are.
Sure. Well, did you mean black hole sun?
Oh, won't you come? In the computing section, a black hole is a place where traffic is silently discarded in network computing. Black hole exploit kick is used to install malware.
Kick that exploit.
Yeah.
A
black hole server is a DNS that handles reverse lookups of invalid IP ranges.
There are a lot of these.
Yeah. In the media, The Black Hole was a 1979 science fiction film. Black Holes was a 1995 film. The Black Hole, 2006. Black Hole, 2013, unreleased film. There's a documentary from 2015. Black Hole is a comic series by Charles Burns.
Wasn't that one like a really early Disney sci-fi?
It's possible.
John?
It's possible. The 16th episode of the sixth season of the American look drama House is called Black Hole. There's also games, there's government, there's places, there's music, Yeah, there's a lot on this disambiguation page.
We get it,
page.
Holes.
Oh, boy. Also, if you search Frozen Star, it also redirects here. If you're looking for the hypothetical object, there is a Frozen Star hypothetical star page, but we're not going to get into that because I don't even know what it means. A black hole is a region of space-time exhibiting gravitational acceleration so strong that nothing, no particles or even electromagnetic radiation such as light, can escape from it. The theory of general relativity predicts that a sufficiently compact mass can deform space-time to form a black hole. The boundary of the region from which no escape is possible is called the event horizon.
I should have dropped that in there.
Although the event horizon has an enormous effect on the fate and circumstances of an object crossing it, no locally detectable features appear to be observed. In many ways, a black hole acts like an ideal black body as it reflects no light. Moreover, quantum field theory in curved space-time predicts that the event horizon emit Hawking radiation, the same spectrum as a black body of a temperature inversely proportional to its mass. Those are all words that I know, but together I don't know what they mean. This temperature is on the order of the billionths of a Kelvin for black holes of stellar mass, making it essentially impossible to observe. Wow. I mean, those were fancy words for, I think, what you said.
Yeah, I had some of it right. So,
are you pausing because you're irritated because we're gonna lose?
Yeah, like there's so much. I think this is another thing where like when somebody said dinosaurs, I'm like, we can't cover all of dinosaurs in the length of time we have in this show. Like, there's so much about black holes. I hit like, you know, the big ones. I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like I did a pretty good 10-minute summary of what a black hole is. It took me half an hour, but, like, it's in there.
Well, I'll continue a little bit, try to get some of the greatest hits of black holes here. Objects whose gravitational fields are too strong for light to escape were first considered in the 18th century by John Michell and Pierre-Simon Laplace.
So after Galileo.
So the first modern solution of general relativity that would characterize a black hole was found by Karl Schwarzschild in 1916, although its interpretation as a region of space from which nothing can escape was first published by David Finkelstein in 1958.
Classic Finkelstein.
Oh, my God. Black holes were long considered a mathematical curiosity. It was during the 1960s that the theoretical work showed they were a generic prediction of general relativity. The discovery of neutron stars by Jocelyn Bell Burnell in 1967 sparked interest in gravitational collapsed compact objects as a possible astrophysical reality.
So I feel like what you're saying is later than I thought, so you might have been right, at least timing-wise, about Hawking.
Yeah, I mean, but he's not, I don't think he's not mentioned in this first section here, and I'm just scanning words now because I understand almost none of this. But there's this last paragraph here that's interesting. On February 11th, 2016, the LIGO Corporation announced the first direct detection of gravitational waves, which also represented the first observation of a black hole merger.
That was hit me with that year again.
2016.
Yeah, I believe you can look up my Laughing Squid article about it.
I bet I would understand more of that than I do of this page.
Yeah, so that's basically, there's two of these labs. I forget where they are. I want to say one's in Louisiana, one's in Colorado, that are far enough away from each other that they were able to detect these waves and then use the separate measurements from one to the other. It was a big deal.
I mean, there's some big name scientists listed on here. You got Einstein and his general theory of relativity. You've got Robert Oppenheimer.
Oh, Robbie Ops?
Yeah, Robbie Ops. Yeah, I mean, there's just this is fucking obnoxious. We got our ass kicked, man. There's like graphs and like animated GIFs that are smarter than I am on here. Oh, fuck. Thanks for nothing, Mindy. Jesus. There's a whole section on the ergosphere. I don't even know what that is. It's a pumpkin-shaped region outside the event horizon where objects cannot remain stationary. So it's like a fucking space bounce house. Just call it a space bounce house. You try not jumping in a bounce house, let alone in space.
It is fun to jump in a bounce house.
Fuck. I mean, dude, I don't want to. Do I have to keep going, Glenn?
No, I don't. I mean, you can, you know, take a minute to enrich your mind, but I don't think it's going to help us. So call it a loss and move on, I would say.
I mean, the only thing that I'm pretty confident about is there's no mention of an orgasm on this page, and we had a pretty good
we spent a good 3 minutes of you jizzing as Elon Musk.
Yeah, I couldn't remember his name, so I just avoided it. But yeah, that was some musky musk work. Fuck. All right. Well, I'm officially scribbling out the score. Wikipedia wins. It's 15-14-6.
Gross.
I think this is a three episode losing streak.
I hate it.
It's the worst. Fuck.
Daddy wants to win.
Well, I mean, we didn't win.
No.
So now for spite, if we were going to leave a faked fact on this page, Glenn, my pitch would be in the opening paragraph to just fuck with some nerd somewhere, be like, a black hole, comma, commonly referred to as a cosmic toilet,
sure,
comma.
Yeah, I think we work cosmic toilet. And I think this is going to be a case where it is one fact. Like, the fact is that they're called cosmic toilets, but we work it into a few different places.
Oh, dang.
Because that will lend
credibility.
If we
to
drop it
it
in one spot, they'll be like, obviously, this is just some dickhead with a podcast trying to do a goof.
It's true.
But if we're not telling you to deface a Wikipedia page.
Yeah,
audience,
we don't do it.
But if four or five of you coordinated and each put in a reference that a black hole is sometimes called a cosmic toilet with different citations.
Be pretty great. And if our fans from Niger are listening, I mean, throw a fact about how in Niger they're commonly called space or cosmic toilets as well.
Hell yeah.
Man. I mean, we solidly got our clock cleaned, man. Like, that wasn't even a fight. I mean, we should have. I don't know why I'm surprised. Like, those heavy science subjects, like, I don't know. This is one of the good ones. I should be happy, right? When we started doing this, we were like, hey, Wikipedia is largely garbage. And we found a lot of just terrible, terrible attempts.
Looking at you, tit mice.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't know. When we find a good one, we should be happy and pleased that this exists out there in a world that's gone crazy. And there's so much ignorance and fucking people saying science isn't real. Like, go fuck yourself, you idiots. Like, this is one of the good ones. I should be happy right now. But I'm so narcissistic and into myself and this competition of us versus a website. That's not even a real thing. You can't do that. But like, I'm so upset. I can't even make sentences good right now. Me talk bad, like Elon Musk coming. Fuck.
So we lost, and I hate it. Black holes are interesting. It's cool that we have a picture of one now.
Hey, that'd make a good design on a hoodie. Like the back of one.
Maybe.
A black zip-up hoodie with that black hole picture on the back. I'd rock that. Thanks for listening, everybody. Next time, give us a topic we can maybe do good on, huh? We desperately need it.
We need a win.